After Donald Trump's big victory in the New Hampshire presidential primary back in February, here's one of the promises he made.
I am going to be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. Remember that.
In part, Trump said he'd be able to do that because of his experience creating jobs as a businessman. But since, critics have questioned Trump's job creation record. One place he did put hundreds of people to work was in Boston with the Trump Shuttle, an airline providing hourly flights between Logan Airport, New York, and Washington. It began with high hopes for employees. And this morning, WBUR's Fred Tice looks at how things turned out.
In 1989, Gert Cowan, a flight attendant, was looking forward to working for Trump after working at Eastern Airlines in the midst of a long strike.
Back in those days, I mean, he was riding high. He was the golden boy. And we felt that he's going to pull the shuttle up by its bootstraps and we're going to be successful.
After the uncertainty of working at Eastern, Jeff Plourd was also happy working for Trump.
Trump Shuttle was a good place to work. It was a good working environment.
Plourd worked in fleet services, which meant everything from guiding the plane to its parking area so the jetway could be put on, to baggage handling, to cleaning the aircraft. Plourd remembers when he launched the shuttle, Trump came down the jetway stairs at Logan Airport to the fleet services lounge.
He kept everything exactly the same. He told us, Donald Trump, he was going to keep everything that we had and he wasn't going to change anything. He was just going to give us what we were making in benefits, and he held up his end of the deal on that.
Covering Trump's press conference that day was WBUR's Bruce Gellerman.
I remember that day very, very well. I went to the press conference at Logan Airport. Trump was dressed to the nines. And I remember him standing there saying that the Eastern Shuttle was a diamond in the rough and that he was going to polish it.
Trump refurbished the planes he bought from Eastern. Cowan remembers being impressed.
We have brand new airplanes, brand new interiors.
Plush carpeting. To leather seats and marble in the lavatories, you know, and granite.
It wasn't real marble or granite, but Jeff Plourd points out that it was better looking than what passengers had been used to.
It's very, very fancy for an airplane, and all the planes looked alike, and the customers loved them. The customers really loved those shuttle planes.
There were new accessories for flight attendants. Cowan recalls the makeover.
They had given us these full pearls and, you know, earrings. And, I mean, everybody was just excited. It was just an exciting time.
Trump spared no expense on amenities.
Everything was free. I mean, we did champagne, beer, wine. Every single flight leg had a meal. I mean, it was cold meal, but, I mean, we served. Like sometimes we serve chicken or steak or, you know, I mean, it was just these nice, cold, picnic little packs that we would give our passengers.
At first, Cowan says, the flights were full. But over the course of the first year, passengers became scarcer. And the free meals started to seem like an extravagance.
We started wasting a lot of the food and because the flights weren't full. Things started to kind of go down after a while.
The Trump Shuttle and its competitor, the Pan Am Shuttle, both lost customers. Bruce Nobles, who was president of Trump Shuttle at the time, explains.
The U.S. economy went into a recession. Officially, the recession began in the second quarter of 1990, but I'm convinced the recession actually started in the Northeast in the fourth quarter of 1989, because in November of 1989, we saw a reduction in total shuttle traffic between the two shuttles for the first time ever.
The flight attendants union had asked Cowan to represent the Boston flight attendants in labor negotiations with Trump representatives.
I think sitting across from some of his lawyers and stuff, it was pretty nerve-wracking and scary. You know, we were women and they were trying to intimidate us. They were just basically, you know, lawyers sitting across the table trying to break us, basically.
Trump started to use the shuttle jets for charter flights on weekends. Cowan remembers spending nights in Atlantic City.
I think people felt that because it was Trump, this billionaire, we would be staying at his properties. We didn't stay on the boardwalk. We didn't stay at any of the Trump properties. We stayed at a hotel that, personally, I probably wouldn't stay at it on my own if I was paying for it.
And by 1991, Gert Cowan was no longer serving steak on the shuttle.
By that point on the Trump shuttle, I mean, we were serving little biscuits. I mean, it went from this, you know, these great grandioso food to barely giving people a little snack.
That year, the banks that had lent Trump the money to buy the shuttle took it from him in exchange for relieving him of most of the loans. The next year, US Air took over the shuttle. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.